Let's open it back up. Third hour, I'm Jim Rome. My thanks to Dana White, president of the UFC. He's in Southern California. Great, great fight card in Anaheim this weekend. This program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right. I want to get your reaction to what you heard from Dana White. He was so good. Dan is always great. He was really, really good on a number of different topics. Nate Diaz is back. I said, Dana's so funny. He's almost like Dana. Dana's never speechless. But then I say, what about Nate? What's it like to deal with Nate? And he just shakes his head. Nate was smoking yesterday in a workout. Now, it was CBD. If that's the case, it's fine. It's legal. It's okay. But with Nate, you never know, right? And he's passing it to the fans. So Nate's back for the first time in 3 years. And not just back. And this is what goes on in MMA, specifically with UFC. This guy could take 3 years off and come right back and fight Pettis. Pettis was the most dangerous guy in the world for a time. And so Nate Diaz is going to fight, and he's going to come right back and fight Pettis. And that's not even the main card. That's not the main draw. Daniel Cormier is going to fight. And I'm not sure that I've ever heard Dana White talk about one of his fighters the way he talked about Daniel Cormier. He said, man, I'm telling you, the day this guy leaves, it is going to be a sad day. You can tell how much respect, really how much he loves Daniel Cormier. And understandably so. Pretty much everybody does. DC is such a different dude. He is such a great guy. He's a great warrior and a great gladiator. But a tremendous, tremendous guy. Like Dana said, he's fine. He could stop right now. He's already a great analyst, and he is that. But the thing that makes, to me, that makes DC so different, he is so good. He is so open. He is so honest. He's such a great warrior, great analyst, great family man, great husband, great father. You don't see guys like Daniel Cormier. And Dana was really fired up about him. He literally said it. I dread the day. If this is his last day in the cage, I dread the day this guy walks away.
That's why I respect this guy so much. You don't ever hear any complaining, no crying. I didn't want this fight. He just goes out and does what he does. I dread the day he leaves. I dread it. I dread the day Daniel Cormier leaves. He's still going to be my commentator and doing things with us. But as a fight fan, and as a fan of Cormier, I dread the day.
Now, in front of all this, you clones were on it before I even got on the air. The video of Conor McGregor in a bar in Ireland, sucker punching an old man. And I said to Dana, he allegedly punched this guy in a bar. And Dana said, oh, no, there's nothing alleged about it. He hit the old guy. Dana said that happened back in April. But the video just dropped. He said he spoke to Conor McGregor, but not about that. And I said, what's your reaction? And he talked about, like, Conor. Man, Conor's got to make a decision. Conor keeps putting himself in bad spots. We're showing the video right now. TMZ's got the video. We're showing it on CBS Sports Network. And you see Conor cracking this old guy with a left hand. He sucker punched him. And the old man took that punch like a pro. That old dude's got a chin now. And apparently they were fighting over whiskey. Apparently. I don't know. There's no audio. I don't know exactly what happened. It looked like Conor thought the old guy disrespected him by not drinking the whiskey he put in front of him. I mean, if you can hook Conor that easily, Conor's got to make up his mind. And to Dana's point, if you're going to punch people, get paid to punch people. Do it as part of your job. Instead of having it cost you money when you punch unsuspecting old people in bars that don't want to drink your whiskey.
And all the other, the camera, the phone, the guy took the picture of him in Miami and he slaps the phone. What's the number? What's it going to cost Conor McGregor before he decides, all right, this isn't worth it. Enough is enough. I need to stop doing this. You know, the incident in New York cost him millions. He had to pay out, you know. He had to pay the guy with the phone. What's he going to pay this guy that he hit in the bar? You know, and the list just goes on and on. And I just don't know when he wakes up and says, I've got to stop doing this.
I was going to say, bottom line for me. What a great point. When is this guy going to wake up and say, I got to stop doing this? Hey, listen, I'm not saying that it's easy to be a celebrity. I'm not saying it's easy to be somebody who's in combat sports because there's always some idiot in a bar who wants to try you out. I'm sure there's a lot of that. But at the same time, a lot of this is on Connor acting like an idiot. He's got to know better. You know, if you're Conor McGregor and you're a world-famous athlete and everybody's got a phone in their pocket, someone's going to take your picture. And if you can't go out and understand that's going to happen without grabbing a guy's phone and stomping on it, and it's going to cost you six figures or more, then stay home. If you can't go into a bar and offer some old guy a drink and have him say no thank you without punching him in the face, don't go into a bar and offer a guy a drink. Dan is right. Number one, like, how much is that going to cost you before you figure it out? And when are you going to stop doing this? At the same time, when I said, at what point do you decide he's not worth it? Dan is not at that point yet. In fact, he was already speculating on what Connor might do next in the cage. Connor's got to take a long look in that David Goggins accountability mirror. Yeah, there's a lot of idiots, Connor, and a lot of these idiots are going to try and hook you, and apparently you're a lot easily hooked than we thought. Have you seen that video? What do you make of that? 1-800-636-8686. If you want to talk about any of the fights on that card, we can go ahead and do it. Phone lines are open. Hit me up. Open phones the rest of the way. I started a thought on Andrew Luck. I didn't finish that. I talked about Baker Mayfield and America's team back in action. And yesterday, I officially changed Iron Mike Tyson's gloss to Indica Mike Hyson. And believe me, I'm not looking to disrespect Mike. Mike still scares the hell out of me.
Problem, turn off
I do not have a problem. That actually was a point or a place of respect. Talking about Mike and glossing Mike. So when I got into the Radio Hall of Fame, as a reward to you clones who worked so hard to make that happen, who were so happy for me when that happened, and I saw all your thoughts on Twitter, I gave you a gift. Tomorrow we're going to have a self-glossing segment. I got out in front of that, all right? So I changed Iron Mike's gloss to Indica Mike. Iron Mike Tyson is Indica Mike Hyson, and with good reason. Because dude just copped on his podcast this week to blowing tree at a 40 gur a month clip. Mike said that on a podcast. So if you're smoking what amounts to, I don't know, 10 tons of Kron every 30 days, and then on top of that, you are building multiple stoner retreats, you are now Indica Mike Hyson. And I mean that in the most respectful manner possible, because as it relates to Indica Mike, business really is booming. Mike's killing it. He talked about building an oasis in Palm Desert, complete with a wave machine, trees, a lazy river, 100 chateaus to burn tree. So he's doing really well, apparently. But I'm not done switching up handles for people. And on the eve of Self-Gloss Friday, it's only fitting that I bestow a few name changes before you all do it to yourselves. Today, I've got no choice but to do this. You ready for the latest? Remember Johnny Football. Johnny Football is now Johnny Discount Car Insurance. Johnny Car Insurance for short. Not Johnny Manziel. Not Johnny Idiot Face. Not Johnny Football.
Johnny Idiot Face.
Dude is now Johnny Car Insurance. Let's go back to fully understand why we're doing this. 7 years ago, check out this dude's career arc. Through the miracle of sound, let's run it back 7 years. Why don't we start in 2012?
And now, the 2012 winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy is Johnny Manziel.
Seems like yesterday, 2012. Move ahead to 2014.
With the 22nd pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select
Johnny Manziel.
2012 is great. 2014 is better. Now let's go to 2016.
Let's welcome in NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport.
There is no future for Johnny Manziel with the Cleveland Browns. The Browns have finally realized today what seemed evident before, that Manziel is not reachable and certainly will not be a member of this team. Manziel will be cut at the start of the league year on March 9th.
Uh-oh. Let's go to February 2019 via CBS, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Johnny Manziel has been barred from playing in the CFL. The Montreal Alouettes announced they were releasing Manziel and that he could not sign with any other CFL team. He reportedly broke an agreement he had with the league that allowed him to play.
Getting run out of the NFL is one thing. Getting run out of the CFL is another. Let's go now to March 2019 via TNT.
Here's Manziel throwing up first down. Picked off in the end zone. Tried to squeeze it in there to the veteran, Will Hill.
Official's timeout for an injured player.
And we have, is that Manziel?
I think it is.
We have Manziel down after taking a hit.
NFL, CFL, AAF. Busted up. Look at that career arc. Heisman Trophy winner in 12. First round NFL draft pick in 14. Cut by the Browns in 16. Banned from the CFL in 19. Injured after an interception in the now defunct AAF only a month later. All that leads to this. 7 years after winning the Heisman, 5 years after being drafted in the first round, Johnny Manziel is now hawking not just car insurance, discount car insurance.
I'm Johnny Manziel, ex-pro football player and direct auto insurance spokesperson. I know what it's like to not know where your next paycheck is coming from. I also know that Direct Auto will work with you no matter what your situation. I found a home at Direct, and you can too.
Hey, Johnny Football, how much longer are you going to be using my office?
Probably a couple more minutes, but I got time to hang.
Okay.
Get Direct and get going. Save up to 25%.
JCI. Johnny Car Insurance. It's got a ring to it, no? Dude, I'm Johnny Manziel, ex-football player. Look, I'm not going to kill anybody for making a buck. Especially when you got Peyton Manning and Shaq who are shilling for similar products. But neither of these guys bottomed out to it. These dudes are peddling respective products as supplemental income. Neither of them are looking into a camera and saying, I know what it's like to not know where your next paycheck is coming from.
I know what it's like to not know where your next paycheck is coming from.
My man's a few months away from throwing on a headset prop and telling you the 40 different ways that you can use a ShamWow.
Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff.
And the only thing more sad than watching a 26-year-old selling you cut-rate car insurance as he talks about having no money and a bunch of free time is reading the consumer reports that the same company has also hired Tonya Harding and Fat Joe as their other two spokespeople. You know, they say you are who you roll with. They say you are the company you keep. Johnny Car Insurance is keeping the company of a disgraced figure skater and a tax-evading rapper. The guy who not that long ago was in NFL huddles is now at the office coffee pot looking over his shoulder to make sure that Tonya does not take a bat to his kneecap.
Why?
As I mentioned, now you know why Baker Mayfield was so pissed when morons were trying to compare him to JCI coming out of college. Worst and laziest comparison ever. No wonder Baker was so pissed. Like, Baker is an NFL cut, a CFL banishment, a divorce, and a bad ad campaign short of the low-light reel that Johnny Car Insurance has racked up so far. You're supposed to start slinging product that nobody wants when you're 46, not 26. My man's 30th birthday party was supposed to be in an NFL locker room. Now it's looking like it's going to be in a cut-rate car insurance break room. With Tonya Harding lighting the candles of some cake that she boosted from Ralph's. Word on the street is that he has an interest in joining the reboot of the XFL. Yeah, I don't know about that. He was right there on that commercial saying, I'm an ex-football player. He wants to rejoin or join the reboot of the XFL as what? Their car insurance guy? Is he going to get them a great bulk rate on comprehensive coverage for all the team buses? Man, I don't know. I'll say this. If they bring back those XFL jerseys where guys can put whatever they want on the back of their gear, they better leave enough room for the 18-letter handle. Johnny Car Insurance.
I'm Johnny Manziel, ex-pro football player.
It's unbelievable. And no wonder Baker Mayfield was so furious. Can you imagine? Go ahead and start the clock. I can pretty much guarantee that 7 years from the time I end this sentence, Baker Mayfield is not selling discount car insurance. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. That won't happen to him in 7 years or 17 years or 70 years or ever. Right, when we return, I want to finish something I started. Andrew Luck, like, where does that leave him? And also, really bad news for DeMarcus Cousins, who may have a torn ACL now. And for the Lakers, but mostly for DeMarcus Cousins. I'll hit that when we come back. Phone lines are wide open. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
If it's true, it is brutal news. Multiple outlets reporting that DeMarcus Cousins has a torn ACL. If that's true, that is brutal. Brutal news. So, a torn left Achilles, followed by a left quad injury in the postseason that he busted his ass for to get back so he could contribute in the finals. And now this. I mean, that's gutting. That is really gutting. I mean, put aside for a minute what that means to the Lakers' chances. For Cousins, that is just awful. Really, really tough, tough news. Bad news for Cousins. If you're one of those people that says, yeah, well, what about the Lakers, Rome? How's that going to impact them? Again, really bad news for Boogie. But for the Lakers, you know, some books literally have the Lakers as NBA title favorites. Or did. To me, that's not going to last very long. You don't have a lot of depth at the five. Yes, you have JaVale. But my guy, I don't think, can go big minutes. We all know how the brow feels about playing center. He doesn't like it. He'll do it, but he doesn't like it. And now it looks like it's needed, AD. You better start liking it. Laker fans, your thoughts. Oh, and LeBron is 34. LeBron is coming off the first significant injury of his career. And now you're without Boogie. That's really bad news for him. Bad news for the team, but much worse news for the guy. Some reaction quickly. Jaime. First, I thought that Fat Joe was dead. Second, why would Idiot Face have to wonder where his next paycheck came from? His mommy and his daddy are loaded. He'd never have to work a day in his life with or without football. Steven S.A.
I know what it's like to not know where your next paycheck is coming from.
Yeah, I don't know, Steve. If that's true, then why is he doing that? You know, if you were trust fund Idiot Face... And yeah, I think that his parents are of means for sure. But if this guy really didn't need the money, there is no way he'd be doing that. He's not doing that because, quote, there's nobility in all work. He's not doing that because he likes the work and needs something to do. You only do that if you have to do that. Or did he really want to roll with Tanya and Fat Joseph? Hey, Jim. I know what it's like to not know where your next chocolate coin wrappers are coming from. Regards, theiracraig@yahoo.com.
Theiracraig@yahoo.com.
Manziel said, I know what it's like to not know where your next paycheck is coming from. Not, I know what it's like to not know where your next chocolate coin wrapper is coming from. Look at this guy. At Lanier Messenger. That's funny. That's good. I used to sell the Messenger machine manufactured by Harris Lanier. Sugar Ray made Roberto Duran pull a Robert Dasmati and just plain quit on the job. Yeah, there are some similarities. Dasmati did walk into my office one day, and I'm like, yo, what's up, Rob? He's like, no moss. No moss. I'm like, Dasmati, what are you talking about? He's like, hey, Van Smack, no moss. No moss. I said, Dasmati, no moss what? No moss trabajo. So I looked at him, and I said, por qué? No moss. No moss. I'm going to work for the city of Alhambra, or wherever the hell he went. No, I mean, Dasmati was cool. Robert was cool. Let me tell you something. Those parks are not going to break ground by themselves. Those gigantic red ribbons in the city of Alhambra are not going to cut themselves. If that guy was going to fulfill his dream, it was not sitting here and working for me. His dream of being an Alhambra city councilman. His dream of slamming a gigantic pair of scissors into his car and driving it to the latest opening of some park. Just kidding, Bobby. No, he was great. He did not come in my office and say no moss. He came in, looked me in the eye, and said, thank you very much for all the opportunities. I'm moving on to something else. Rome, in addition to the self-glossing segment, can we also get an Eye of the Hawk segment? Please advise. Drew in West LA. All right, so you're getting a self-gloss segment by virtue of me getting into the Radio Hall of Fame. In order to get into the Eye, or in order to get an Eye of the Hawk segment, I would have to get into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame, the NHL Hall of Fame, and be elected President of the United States. All those things are going to have to happen before you get the Eye of the Hawk segment. Apparently, while I was gone, JT the Brick, who had a prior relationship with Hawk, Hawk actually worked for JT before he worked for me. Well, to be fair, he worked for JT before he worked for Fred Rogan before he worked for me. When JT hosted the show, he gave Hawk his own segment, which is fine. It was JT's show. I haven't heard it. I don't want to hear it. I don't know what happened. I'm going to pretend it didn't happen. So no, Drew, you don't get that segment. Unless I get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, the NHL Hall of Fame, the NBA Hall of Fame, and I'm named President of the United States. Then Hawk can have his segment. If the Masters drop a green jacket on me, if I win a gold medal in the decathlon, if I win a Wimbledon championship, if I win the Tour de France, if I run an ultra marathon, if I run a sub 4 minute mile, if I pole vault 24 feet, if I high jump 15 feet, if I win the Indy 500, while I run the Indy 500 faster than the cars that are in it, if I jump the Snake River like my hero, Evel Knievel, then Hawk can have his own segment. If I'm the MVP of the Super Bowl, if I free solo El Capitan, then Hawk can have a segment. Drew? So I'm saying there is a chance. Not only can I do one of those things, I can do all those things. If I'm the next UFC heavyweight champion in the world, Dana would have to turn that car around and put a belt right around my waist. Like, I get the winner of D.C., Miocic. Then, yes, we will do that. No, listen, tomorrow there is a self-gloss segment. Not an entire day, but one segment. Are you ready for that? You will be allowed. You will be allowed to self-gloss tomorrow. All right. Let's break. Don't forget, Sugar Ray Leonard, I played part of that for you. Really good podcast. Episode 91 of the Jim Rome Podcast. It is live. Wait another half hour, then listen to it. Here is the sport. The hell of a lot of show. A lot of show today. Dana White in studio. The champ, Daniel Cormier, was on in hour number one. We had John Morosi. You had some really good content. I talked about episode 91 of the Jim Rome Podcast. And I've got one last segment. It is Self-Gloss Eve. Some of you clowned Robert Dasmati. I'm amazed that Dasmati gets the run that he gets on this program. It's just a member of the XR4TI. Welcome back, Ike. Ike's back in the house. You were missed, Ike. Not that much, really, Ike. No offense. Like, when you're not here, James Kelly is here. You understand that, right, Ike? No. Hey, by the way, Adam, pick it up real quick. Do you have any idea if James Kelly came in twice this week, is he coming in tomorrow?
He is. Yeah, he absolutely is.
What a warrior. Thanks. Thanks for coming in 3 days this week, Kelly.
That's big of him, absolutely. But yeah, he said that he would be in. He loves Flight Deck Fridays. Should have come in today to hang with Dana White.
Oh, I know, he's a big UFC guy. He's a huge UFC guy.
Huge miss for Flight Deck on that one.
All right. Thank you very much. You don't get your segment either, Adam. But Dasmati is hilarious to me. And I'm not somebody who doesn't have something to do here, and I'm just grab-assing and talking about Dasmati, because I do have something to do here. I've got another topic, another take or five, some phone calls. But Dasmati makes me laugh. Like, why of all the members of the XR4TI does this guy resonate? Clones? I'm going to ask you that question rhetorically. Why, like, Drew in West LA was the one who set that up, right? Who was the one who set up Dasmati? It was not Drew. Anyway, I went there in response to a tweet or an email, and it makes me laugh that, like, of all the guys who've come through here on the XR4TI, why is Dasmati the one who resonates? And the answer is pretty obvious. It was Justin in Melbourne. He gets credit. He said, Sugar Ray made Roberto Duran pull a Robert Dasmati and just plain quit on the job. And that's when I said that Dasmati walked in my office one day and said, I said, hey, Rob, what's up, bro? No mas! No mas! Krampus! Krampus! Tango Krampus! And the reason I think that Dasmati, who's a really good dude, the reason he resonates is, I think all of you clones are saying, wait, let me get this straight. This guy went to work for city government? That's the job that everybody would do anything to get out of, to get a job like this. This guy's got this thing all backwards. He left the dream job for the job that everybody wants to get out of. It's backwards. And he did it after only 7 months. He up and quit less than a year. And don't even get me started on how hard Hawk went to the mat for this guy. Like, when we had the opening, Hawk's in my office. I got the guy. This guy's great. I know this guy. I've worked with this guy. He busts his ass. He's got a great work ethic. He knows sports. He's going to be a great team guy. He's easy to be around. You're going to love this guy. Boss, Rome, he's the guy. I'm like, I got it, Hawk. I got it. Let me meet the guy. Let me talk to the guy. So Hawk goes absolutely to the mat for Dasmati. And then he quits. He goes, no mas. No mas. There's a park in Alhambra with my name on it. And a giant red ribbon and enormous scissors. It's my dream. I want to make a difference. We're in Huntington Park? Dasmati? Come on, bro. Come on, man. Hey, Rome, it's not like that. Really? What's it like then, Ross? There's a stop sign with my name on it. It's got to go be put up at a four-way intersection. I'm the man to do it. It can lead to other things. What other things, bro? The opening of a new park in Alhambra. That's not all. Really, what else? What else is there? Well, they told me that if I play my cards right and I keep grinding, I'll be the guy to answer the graffiti crisis hotline. What, you mean where people are tagging buildings and you're the guy to take the tips that there's been another graffiti-ing? Wow, bro, just go, man. I love that you clones are still on Twitter on this guy. He's been gone now for months. Dasmati, gone but not forgotten. Ever. Who will ever forget? Not the guy, but that the guy quit this job for that job after only 7 months. You're the best, bro. Don't change. Stop quitting. Finish what you start. Stop quitting, but don't change. Self-gloss Friday, 21 hours away. All right, let's go to the phones. We go to Albuquerque, James in the ABQ. Good to have you, James. How are you?
Mr. Rome, how are you, sir?
Great, bro. How about you? How are things?
Everything is fantastic. We're about to celebrate 25 years on the Sports Animal, and you're one of the first things that I ever heard when I was on the radio, when rolling around with my dad, you know, going to school. So, you know, we're celebrating 25 years, and I don't know if you remember, but I did have the opportunity to announce you when you came to Albuquerque. I think I went a little bit above the weight line, and, you know, I apologize for that, but still one of the best things I've ever done.
James, that is incredible, actually. Thank you very much for sharing that. I don't remember, quote, how you went above the weight line, whatever that means, but I do remember being announced. So, yes, I do remember you because, of course, I remember that appearance. I want to say, what year was that? Let me think. Early 2000s. The Sports Animal has been in existence a quarter of a century. Not only this radio station is so amazing. Not only have they been around 25 years in that format, I have been on that station 25 years. Not only have I been on that station 25 years, the Sports Animal is an original four affiliate. Remember when we syndicated this show, it was self-syndication. We did it ourselves. It was a grassroots effort initially, and I started on four stations. We started on 690 in San Diego, and then our first four stations in syndication, Albuquerque was one of them, and we're still on an original four there. That's amazing. I am really, really grateful for that. Really thankful for that. Albuquerque is an incredible jungle market. I think 2004, right? I remember thinking that because you know what I remember? I remember in 2004, it was the morning after the appearance. I remember being in the hotel and we had this great resort and I sat out and I was looking at the mountains and the open air in Albuquerque and I was just blown away looking around like, wow, this is amazing. This is really beautiful. Amazing. And it was not long thereafter that we started to go to Big Sky, Montana. And I remember I first got the idea, believe it or not, like, I don't think you go to Albuquerque and think, whoa, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, but I kind of did. Albuquerque was amazing. The late Richard Mackowitz and I were there, and we were looking around like, damn, dude, this is beautiful. Open air, big sky. So I want to say that was 04. That's right. 2004. Albuquerque. Johnny Tapia. 1-800-636-8686. Back to the phones. This guy is going to try again. You know this guy from the email. Geoff in Lincoln, Nebraska. Geoff, what's up?
Rome Slice. Hey, real quick take on Conor McGregor. While his behavior is erratic and alarming, it totally aligns with somebody as a member of Team Cokehead, and I'll tell you why. If you want to get high and get high in the sky, who are you going to call? Nose Dusters!
Ah! That's not a good call. No. You don't like that cop.
I don't like that cop. Not a very good cop.
Chioff, did you just go with a parody? And did you just ask who you going to call nose dusters? Geoff, this phone thing's not panning out, man. You're not good at it. You're a terrible caller. You're already a horrible emailer, but you're an even worse caller. Parody Larry thinks that sucked. Who are you going to call nose dusters? Is that Conor McGregor's problem? I don't know. I'm not going to speculate.
Who are you going to call nose dusters?
On my worst day, I don't need that phone call. On my worst day, like if I went 9 months without looking at anything and I just showed up here and had to host like a 10-hour show, I still wouldn't take that call. I don't need that, Geoff. Hey, Geoff, you know what's important to me? Getting a 26th year on the Sports Animal in Albuquerque. You're making that very difficult for me, Geoff. Stop taking food off my plate, Geoff. Hey, and Hawk, don't act like you don't have something to do with that. You screened that call. It got through you to get to me, Hawk. So if Geoff is taking grub off my plate, you are taking grub off my plate. And if you're taking grub off my plate, soon, Hawk, you will have nothing to eat. You'll be walking around hungry with a porn stash and a family to feed. That's on you, Hawk. Now I'm done.
Now I'm done.
Good news is, you can start the countdown for Self-Gloss Friday. My thanks to Dana White, who came in studio. John Morosi joined me via phones. Daniel Cormier was on. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors offer advice. One-on-one partnership. Tailored tech solutions, such as computers with Intel Core processors. All you have to do is call an advisor today, 877-BY-DELL. 877-BY-DELL. Now you can check out episode 91 of the Jim Rome Podcast. Sugar Ray Leonard is my guest. Self-Gloss Friday is tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day. My thanks to the XR4TI. See you then. We're out.